shit, we are?
Yeah, finally.
Oh, boy.
So, I don't know who made the cord that the blue snowball mic come with. I don't know if it came with the microphone or not. It totally did, because this is the one I bought, not the one that was given to us. If you just plug in the cord upside down, the mic doesn't work. And, boy, did I just stare at it for 40 minutes trying to figure it out. And all I had to do was, turn the cord around. So how are you, Duncan? It's been a while.
We're not going to do the intro?
I'm Colin.
I'm Duncan.
Read the title. This is Power Moves Podcast, episode...
12...
Shit.
16? 16, okay.
15? I should know this.
This is falling apart at the
Anyway,
seams.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
16.
Just waking up.
Did you hear that?
That low drone sound?
Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
I don't know.
Anyway, just waking up. Forgot that we agreed to meet quite early.
10 o'clock in the morning.
Well, that's the schedule of a working man.
That's the schedule of someone who stayed up till 2 painting little miniatures.
Well, you shouldn't have done that. Should have gone to bed at 9 when I did.
I'm not an old... I may almost be 30. I'm not an old man yet.
I just ran out of things to do, so I was fucking go to bed. Get a nice sleep.
There's always things to do.
I mean, not really. Not for me. I could play more games, but...
Yeah, play more games, paint more miniatures, masturbate.
Nah. I'd already done that once yesterday. And
do it a second time.
Well, my roommate,
do it as many times.
Do it when my roommate's not there, so I can enjoy myself. Once she's there, it's not as fun. Can't get into it.
Just lock your door.
That doesn't have a lock. And that doesn't stop me. I just mean I can't go hog wild. It's a secret jerk, and it's not as fun.
Okay.
So up to anything exciting in your leave of absence?
In my leave of absence? Not really. I watched a lot of anime.
Good.
Shit, I'm blanking on what it was. It was just, like, all last weekend was just anime. And I can't remember any of what I watched, but I just caught up on a lot of current...
You can keep talking.
I just caught up on a lot of what's currently airing.
Yep.
And I gotta say, not really, like, none of it's really all that interesting. It all feels kind of samey and boring, and I'm not sure if that's indicative of the quality of anime, or I don't know what I'm saying.
Could you be going in a phase where you just don't care anymore?
No, because I do care.
I was in it for a while where I just don't care. But
there are just a lot of anime that are just feel watered down, and like they could have gone farther with the idea, but they played the safe route.
Well, it's...
also this whole chemistry between siblings things. I get Japan has their own kind of thing with it. I think it's weird.
Speaking my language, Duncan.
No. My little sister draws porn and I write the stories.
How is that a problem? Like, are they fucking?
She's like 11.
I'm not hearing a no.
No, they're not fucking.
Well,
yet.
Then I don't see a problem. If he's just writing porn
I'm just saying, maybe they should extend the gene pool a little more. I get she's...
Now, how old's he?
High school.
Well, that's why they 15, have to make 16. It his sister, because why would he be hanging out with an 11-year-old? Unless he wanted to fuck.
I don't know. It's like Welcome to the NHK meets How Can My Sister Be This Cute? Except there's no crippling... Anything that made Welcome to the NHK interesting, they've just kind of thrown that out the window.
See, now, I got back into watching anime. I mean, so, you know, maybe throw you a series to watch. You know, I've been watching Your Lie in April.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to go back to that.
I'm not. I can't go back. I can't go back to Your Lie in
April. I mean, I didn't watch that many episodes, but I don't know. It was fun while I watched it, but I have no desire to return to it. But I did get back to Little Witch Academia, which I would
recommend
watching.
Did you get to
the
Gurren Lagann episode?
No, that's not until, like, pretty recent. I'm still on, like, under episode 10.
Oh. So, have you seen the Steamboat Willie?
Oh, I've seen all the stuff from Tumblr GIFs, but yeah. I haven't got to those episodes. Jeez. It's pretty good. An episode I watched last night was just a Twilight spoof where, like, they were excited that the 365th volume of Nightlight was coming out.
Nightlight?
This is a pretty good episode. And I like an anime that's treated more like a cartoon, of which there's very little overarching plot currently. It's just, here's the problem of the week.
Yeah.
So I took a month's break between episode 3 and 4. I didn't miss anything, because there's no plot.
Yeah, it's just, hey, what kind of goofy situation are we in today?
Yeah.
Other than that,
buy a fidget spinner?
No, I didn't buy a fidget spinner.
Good.
Because I don't need one.
My building's got a lot of kids, and I'm starting to see, like, the packaging
just
around my building.
Yeah. Just, they're too much of a fucking degenerate to fucking throw it in a trash or recycling bin, so they just throw it at the building and then be like, yeah.
Well, they get their spinners. What do they care about trash? There's no trash if you're spinning.
So before we just get right into it, I just need... Do we want to talk about this while we're on fidget spinner, or are we just gonna...
I don't know what you want to talk about.
I want to talk about how on Pornhub, fidget spinners have beat out stepsisters, MILF, teen, it's beaten out the staples of Pornhub.
Now, I have to ask, have you looked at any of it? Because I don't really know what fidget spinner porn would be. But then again, I guess it doesn't mean there's porn of it. It just means it's the top search result. So you have not seen any? Or you're not going to throw yourself under the bus?
I'm not going to go to Pornhub.
Okay, cool. I'm on Pornhub right now.
Okay.
Okay, let's see.
Doing that deep journalism.
It's literally just videos of fidget spinners, and there's no porn at all. They just have porn titles, like Petite White Guy Spins Sexy Fidget. It's just him spinning. Try Not to Come. It's just a fidget spinner. 1,000 Mile Per Hour Fidget Spinner Bisexual Threesome Big Black Cock. It's just 3 fidget spinners.
Oh, no, they're fucking... There's a Batman fidget spinner? I didn't say that right.
That's just someone playing Overwatch. Cock hungry fidget spinner. Okay, there's nudity in that one at least.
Okay.
It's just they're spinning it on someone's ass. But otherwise,
oh,
pretty
and
tame.
Then they spank it, and then the guy goes, and the guy cuts right up to the guy, and he's vaping, and he's like, dude, what the hell? It's like a vine or something.
Yeah, pretty tame. You know what? I'm okay with that. I don't like fidget spinners. And I can't say why, because I don't have a reason. I just don't like them.
It's because they're the hot thing.
Yeah, honestly, probably.
They're the Tickle Me Elmo of not Christmas.
Yeah, well, like, you got one of those cubes around somewhere.
No, I don't.
I could have swore you did. I could have swore I saw one.
The magnet.
No, I could have swore you had, like, a clicky cube.
Oh, no, that's just something from... One of my friends got me when he...
It's like a bubble wrap
popper. It's bubble wrap
popper. Yeah, see, that's way better. Mainly because, like, if I'm fidgeting, I'm going to click shit.
Yeah. The only problem with that is, as you're pressing it, it makes little noises.
Yeah, they get
so kind of annoying. It kind of pops and pops and pops. And it's either based on the combination of buttons you press, or based on how many times you press a certain button, it makes a different sound. One of those sounds is a horrific scream.
That's good. I like that.
So, it's basically... You're basically playing with a time bomb.
So, like, I get it. We all fidget.
Yeah.
I think in the background of every episode, you can hear me flipping my phone and dropping it.
Yeah.
It happens every fucking episode because my hands need to do something.
And I'm always drinking or eating something.
But I used the fidget spinner the other day for the first time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a friend got one. I don't get it. It does not satiate my fidgets.
Yeah. I think the fidget cube.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about.
That would be something
what I thought you had, which has, like, light switches and stuff. Like, yeah, it's...
I think that would be more appropriate for, like, that's something I'd be interested in getting in.
Well, I talked to someone the other day, and I'm trying to think, what was the last thing that exploded like this? Was it those slap wrist bracelets?
That was decades ago.
Okay, maybe not. No, those sex bracelets. That's what I'm thinking of. That was when I was, like, 12 and 13. There were different colored bracelets, and they each meant different things if you broke them. At least this was in my middle school, but maybe I just went... I mean, you both know I went to school in the woods.
Those silicone bracelet things.
Yeah, and they came in, like, 10 different colors or whatever.
Yeah, they were originally, like, the bike guy, Armstrong. Lance Armstrong.
Sure.
He had, like, a little yellow one that was kind of like, hey, yeah, I beat prostate cancer, I think it was. Some form of cancer. And it started with that, and then it just kind of exploded, and now you don't see them anywhere.
Well, so what I remember is they were sex bracelets. And they were picked up by middle schoolers.
Okay.
Who were, you know, what was it? Green?
Yeah.
Was when you wouldn't do anything.
Green is your safe.
I think I got a virus. Trying to look up sex bracelets.
Oh god, Colin, on your phone. So sex bracelets.
Yeah, there was a thing called sex bracelets. That's the last thing that I remember that blew up for no real reason. Yeah, yellow means you're willing to hug somebody. Pink means you'll give a hickey. Orange means you'll kiss someone.
These are all fairly tame.
And then there's, like, I think black was, like, give head.
That's it?
I mean, if you're 12, that's... I mean, getting a hug at 12 is pretty... Ooh, it's pretty lit.
I got a hug. Oh, no. Accidental boner.
I saw a bra when I was, like, 12 once. That still sits with me.
We gonna stay on this, or can I continue on with my week?
No, go ahead.
One other exceptional thing I did. I finally watched Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I'm not saying amazing, I'm not saying, you know, out of this world, I'm saying it's good.
I definitely like the second one more.
Oh, that's what you mean. I thought you were referring to the second one.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the second one's better.
Yeah, no, the first one just feels... way too chaotic.
Yeah, but do you think it's because you saw the second one first? Because, like, not, I like the first one, having watched it, you know, years ago when it came out.
Yeah. I'm not gonna rule it out, but at the same time, I think it suffers from the problem of it being an origin story, and without it being an origin story, because... they kind of skip over their origins pretty quickly.
It's just all them meeting.
Yeah. And I think that's, like, a problem with that movie. When you've got to get all the characters to meet in one movie, it feels kind of rushed and congested.
Yeah, a little bit.
But, I mean, it was okay.
Yeah, I don't really remember a ton of it other than, like, the prison break scene.
Yeah. It's
really all I remember off the top of my head. Oh, and the dance-off. There we go, that's about it.
That was kind of... it was kind of like action, 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 action. Oh shit, everyone's on the ground. And then the bad guy starts monologuing, and Chris Pratt just pops up. He's like, "Yo, it's a dance off, motherfucker!"
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there, I was like, "What is this? Is this? Is he serious?"
I mean, in all fairness, I wouldn't be surprised if they do that again to beat Thanos, because to anyone who read the Infinity Gauntlet comic, if I recall, it's literally, "Hey Thanos, look over here," and then someone just takes the glove off, and then he's not really a threat.
I think Thanos...
No, he is a threat.
Yeah.
But he's not unlimited power threat.
I guess, yeah. Oh boy. Talking about Thanos, I don't know if I like the Marvel movie. Like, he looks weird.
I think it's because we still haven't seen a ton of them.
Okay.
And okay, so now I can say this. After watching Guardians 2, literally my first thing after watching all the post credits, which first of all there was 5, which is too many.
Yeah.
I don't remember if I tweeted out or if this is just something I said in passing to the people I saw it with, but I think Marvel forgets he exists. He's the overarching villain of phase 1 through 4.
Yeah.
And he's had literally sub 1 minute of screen time. I think maybe we should see him a little bit.
I mean, I was kind of surprised. They introduced the Nova Corps
in the first one,
and they're all flying around in ships. And I'm sitting there, I was like, "Is something gonna happen that when they're gonna introduce Nova?"
I just don't think they're gonna introduce Nova.
They're not gonna. Okay.
Well, because until like. I mean, the Hero Nova is only cool because there's one of them.
I suppose.
When it's an entire, like... Because Nova's just, like, space cops, really.
Yeah. They're like the Green Lanterns without the ability to make constructs.
Them as a whole are really not that exciting. It's only when there's one left where you go, "Ah, cool."
Do you think it'll be John C. Reilly?
I mean, I would hope so. But I don't think Nova gets introduced. Because I think we'd know by now if he would. Totally unrelated, but I can't help but think about it when we talk, is I'm like super plugged up on one side of my head. I really fucked one of my ears up this morning.
Okay.
And you know how when it's so bad you can tell you're hearing not nearly as well out of one side?
Yeah.
It's really annoying.
It's kind of alarming.
Yeah, a little bit, because everything you try to do to fix it, you're like, I don't know if this is gonna fix it or just gonna make it worse.
Have you tried just...
Oh, yeah. I've done all the things, and then I was looking at the scissors this morning. I was like, do I want to try that? Well, they were, like, very thin scissors.
Oh, no.
You know, meant for, manscaping. At least that's what I assume they're for. And I was like, do I really want to shove those in my ears? I was like, no, that will definitely make it worse.
That would probably kill you.
Maybe. I mean, if I was careful, it might not kill me. It might just cause permanent hearing loss.
Yeah. Other than that, I didn't do a whole lot. I've been playing a lot of Dark Souls 3.
Yep. Good. Good.
I got to Irithyll. Irithyll. And fuck that entire city.
It's a cool city.
It's a cool city. I'll give it that. But some of the enemies are just complete dicks about everything.
Yeah.
Particularly the... I don't know what they are. They got, like, this giant flaming staff with, like, almost a star on the top of it.
I barely remember.
Okay.
It's been a while for me.
Well, I had a lot of souls, and those fuckers have insane range.
Yeah, probably. Like, sounds like Dark Souls.
I don't... Like, they can just pick you out of a crowd of millions. It's like, oh, there's that shithead. And just pop you up into the air. And then just ruin your day.
Yeah. I mean, you're making pretty good progress.
I haven't touched it in a while.
No, but still.
I mean... Probably, out of all the bosses I've fought so far... The mini boss that was the worm.
Oh, in the ashen lake.
The smoldering lake.
Oh, right.
With all the crabs and the ballista firing down on you, that ballista can fuck right off.
I mean, you just kind of ignore it.
You kind of... No, you can't.
Let it blow open the hidden passage, and then you just go away.
I didn't know about that hidden passage. Oh.
I mean, I didn't either. I just found it. It literally, if it just hits a pot of the ground, it just opens up.
Yeah, I kind of figured out when I was using one of the ruined buildings as cover. I was like, it won't hit me here. It won't get me. It won't touch us. And then the fucking... The tower just crumbles down around me on the second shot, and I'm sitting there, and I've been counting out the shots the entire time because I'm losing my mind at this point. And I'm like, oh no, there's a third one coming!
That whole ruins area is... I mean, it's a callback to an area in Dark Souls 1, and it was the worst area in Dark Souls 1, and I feel pretty confident it's probably the worst areas in Dark Souls 3 too. Because it's just like boring, interchangeable labyrinth, and you're like, you can get lost, not because it's a maze, because everything's textured identically.
Yeah,
it's not a good zone.
And the enemies down in the catacombs, they were make giant flaming orbs that fire fireballs at you. Those fireballs are so accurate.
Yes.
They can just pick you out.
Yeah.
And I think that whole area has been my worst experience in Dark Souls up to now.
I
thought the poison marsh would be bad. No. Because not only does it have those people that spawn fireballs, not only does it have that giant worm that shoots electricity from its mouth, not only does it have the undead that have those two kind of sickle things that come in and instant kill you or poison you if you're not quick enough, just the old ancient fire demon,
the old demon king.
Oh, he was a demon.
And to make it all better, the whole zone's optional. The boss zone's a dead end. You don't need to do any of it. Which, by the way, I'll let you in on a little filler. The next zone we're doing in Bloodborne, also totally optional. There's a lot of optional shit in those games.
Yeah.
Which is how, like...
Well, that's kind of something I noticed, because when I'd beaten the Abyssal Watchers, I think I skipped ahead to... Not the Catacombs of Karth, but I skipped ahead where you go the zone where you fight the deacons.
Oh, that that's Karthus, Chapel of Karthus, where the fuck it's called, because deacons are deeper in there.
Yeah, I beat them, and then I was like, well. No, I didn't beat them. I got there and then was like, wait a minute. Wasn't there a zone before this? So I went back to the Catacombs of Karth, went down through that, fought the
Wolnir?
Yeah. No, actually, I did beat the Deacons of the Deep first, and then was like, wait, no, I have this entire zone I didn't do. So I went back, fucking got Wolnir?
Yep. Yeah. The giant skeleton.
That was a disappointing fight.
It's not great.
Like,
but the leading up to that generated one of my personal favorite moments of Dark Souls. It's still a bit I have recorded on my PlayStation because it made me laugh. Which is just when you cross the bridge
prior to the boss fight.
And then it's literally 1,000 skeletons. Yeah. Like, to the point where the frame rate just drops to 2 if you turn around.
Yeah, no, I turned around. And I look back, and there was a skeleton just reaching me as I'm looking, and then the fringe...
I went to fight them, because I was like, there's no way this many are, like, active. Like, I think it's just supposed to spook you, so you run. And then I was like, oh no, these are real.
Yeah, no, they're all coming for you. Sweetie Swole, I'm coming for that soul.
You know, I've never heard that, but I like it.
It's from Undertale.
I don't like it anymore.
Well, it's not from Undertale, but it's a meme from...
I was trying to think about that game the other day. I don't know if I ever beat it.
Weren't you do it on a genocide run?
I've played it for hours. I don't know if I actually beat it or not.
Did you beat Sans?
I don't know. I have no idea. I have no recollection.
You'd know if you'd beaten Sans.
I know I tried for hours, but I have no memory if I beat the game. But, like, I don't sit and play it anymore, and the only reason why I can think I don't sit and play it is because I beat it. But I also feel like I never did beat it.
And you just said, no, that was enough, yeah. I beat it, and then you just called it a day and threw it out the window?
Probably. Because I know I just was... I mean, I'm bad at that game. Undyne took me 9 hours?
Yep.
People could beat... The game is only, like, 4 hours long. Took me double that to beat one boss. I'm not very good at that game.
Well, I'm sure it's 4 hours long if you...
I mean, if you know what you're doing.
If you know what you're doing, or if you're not doing a genocide run.
Yes, that too.
So how was your week and weekend? I know you did the... you talked about it on the solo pod, the solo cast. I was going to say the marathon.
Yep, yeah, I did that last week. Really fucked one of my legs up. Oh. I didn't know it at the time of the recording, but, like, I really fucked up one of my knees. It's been fucking with me all week.
Oh.
Well, I mentioned that it's hard on your knees, and I already have a bad knee, because I broke one of them in my past, and I was told then, knee injuries never really go away.
Yeah.
So if you get them young, fuck you, basically.
Pretty much.
So, that's been great. It hurts to just sit still now. What else did I do? Beat Dark Souls DSA, but I think I talked about that last week. Just more Kingdom Hearts. It's the only thing. Despite bitching about crafting in previous episodes, that's all I'm doing. It's getting crafting material.
Gotta get those top tier weapons.
Some of it is just bullshit. It's like... I think the most ludicrous one, it's a tie for, like, kill these 6 enemies, but if even one sees you, none of them drop it. And even if they do see you, it's only, like, a 5% chance they drop it. Or there's one where it's like, you have to use stop on this enemy and hit him as many times as you can before the stop wears off. But also, every hit your teammates hit him, it subtracts one hit. And if you don't get at least 40, it doesn't drop it at all.
Can you order your teammates?
No.
So
it's literally just chance that they get stuck on some geometry around a corner. So that's been most of my week. But I did watch some movies. And one I want to talk about in particular, but I watched The Witch, which was, like, a really talked-about horror movie.
Okay.
It's garbage. Don't watch it. I did.
It's a horror movie. I'm not going to watch it.
Well, that's the thing. I was told it's so much environment scary and no jump scares, which it totally is. There is no jump scares in the movie.
Okay.
That I recall. But, like, even the environment wasn't that scary. And it's unwatchable without subtitles. Because it's a period piece in England. And they are very British and using, like, the, thy, though. And, like, they're just speaking in a way that we don't speak anymore. And it's very hard to follow.
Using the Lord's English.
Yeah, it's... Oh. It's not good. But yeah, I did not... I'm in the minority of thinking that movie's amazing. I didn't care for it. Then the movie I'm gonna, like, shout out to everybody... is Hunt for the Wilder People. It's a New Zealand movie. It's very funny. It's like a family film. I don't know, I just enjoyed it. It was on, I saw it on a list of, like, best movies you didn't see, and, because I'd never heard of it, and, like, its description is, like, kid goes to a foster home and gets loved eventually. I'm like, oh, wow, that doesn't sound like I'd enjoy it, but it's super funny. Did you watch, because I keep asking everyone this, because I feel like everyone watched it, but it just appears to not be true. It's made by the guy who did What We Do in the Shadows, which was like that vampire mockumentary.
No, I didn't watch that.
Okay, super funny movie, and this is equally as funny. Like, within minutes, I was laughing. But the one I want to talk to you about was a movie that I got up and watched this morning, because it was based on a true story with, like, really big quotes. And it's based on a story that you and I talked about years ago.
Oh, boy. I gotta recall something.
Do you remember the story about The Watcher in New Jersey? So the movie's called The Watcher, and it's based off these people bought, like, a pretty nice house. It was, like, over $1 million. And immediately were getting letters in the mail, like, did the young blood play in the basement? Or, like, all these windows, I can see you constantly. The Watcher is coming to get you. This was, it was years ago, so I don't blame you if you don't remember us talking about it. I wouldn't have recalled had I not reread the story. And I was like, I totally talked to Duncan about this years ago. But the real story is way cooler than the movie.
Okay.
Because the real story is creepy, and they never caught the guy. They don't know who sent those messages. They still don't know who sent them. And the movie, I thought was okay, and then when I read it was a made-for-TV movie, I was like, yeah, that explains why it was just, like, it was okay. It wasn't... They made the mistake of showing The Watcher, but they called The Watcher The Raven.
The Raven?
And he looked... I mean, it was just like Jim Sterling in a plague doctor mask, basically, and I was just like, no, I'm like, it's not creepy when you show the thing.
Mm.
Especially when the thing looks stupid. But it does a decent job of, like, bringing in multiple characters throughout the narrative of, like, I think this person's the killer. I think this person's the killer.
Wait, so he actually killed people?
Yes. There is a single... Oh, there's two deaths in the movie. Okay. So not
But not in the story.
No, in the real story, no one died ever.
Okay.
That they know of. Because one, oh right, the first letter that was sent in the true story was, did you find out what's living in the walls yet? Which, come on. How do you, like, I'm pretty sure they moved out immediately. Because you should. But, yeah, true story, Read about The Watcher in New Jersey. It's a way cooler story and much faster to do than watch the movie about it.
Okay.
You
sure it was me and it wasn't Brandon?
No, I'm pretty sure it was you. Because 2015, I would have been here.
I don't know if I remember that.
I mean, maybe it wasn't you. I just remember talking to someone about it. What else? I mentioned to you briefly, went to a nightclub for the first time in quite some time.
Had a sick arcade cabinet.
Yeah, had a Street Fighter 2 cabinet.
Which is kind of weird for a nightclub.
Yeah, no, it was very strange. It also had Joust and one
Joust,
other thing.
Wow.
And I don't remember what the third one was. Yeah, the club had an identity problem. It was a very nice place.
Yeah.
But it was a nightclub that in one... It was like almost sectioned in half where it was... Or in thirds.
Okay.
Nightclub, VIP bottle service... Sports, and then in the corner, Street Fighter 2 cabinet. So it was very strange, but I don't know if I enjoy going to nightclubs, but I do enjoy watching people dance because nobody knows how to, and that includes myself. I don't think anything anyone does looks good. It's all laughable if you take it, if you just pretend there's no music playing.
Yeah.
The only time it looks like normal is when people are just fucking. That's the only time it looks normal to me. I had none of that. That might be a surprise.
Not really. Well, I mean, unless it's like something you can actually dance to.
I mean, I mean, dancing.
A lot of the music is just rave music or music that you bump and
I will say, and now I'm upset, because there was like an actual DJ there that I don't... It looked like he was doing things, but I don't know. But I tried to find a track that played that night, and I can't find it, which makes me think he actually did something himself. And I'll give a shout out to the DJ who I don't know his name. Made me like a Justin Bieber song. Actually, I don't think it's a Justin Bieber song. It's just he sings in it.
Oh, it's just a...
It's like someone else featuring Justin Bieber. Yeah. No, it's not a sample. Oh. Like, they brought him on specifically.
Okay.
Where he sings in Spanish.
Sure it was Justin Bieber?
Yes. Because I remember seeing a video of, like, watch these Mexican fans cry hearing Justin Bieber sing in Spanish for the first time. It's called, like, Despacito or something. It's pretty catchy. Okay. So. But that's about it for my week. Got a decent amount of news,
I suppose.
Both movies and otherwise.
What do you want to start with?
Well, I always talk about sorting everything. Yeah, fuck that. I always jump around my list. I'm literally just gonna read down it. It's the easiest way to do things.
Can I get one of my news pieces?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Evangelion VR.
Excuse me?
Evangelion VR. Like, you know the Gundam VR arcade things that you go and sit in?
Okay, so this isn't something I can use.
No.
Then don't tease me like this.
Just tickle the game. Just a little bit. No, but Evangelion VR.
I imagine it's some cabinet in Japan.
Yeah, and they've got the whole plugs, like the whole plug seat,
yep,
thing, and it looks real neat. It's got a little, what looks like to be the dummy system, like something that's, it's not the dummy system completely, but it's just like this little box that kind of reminds me of the dummy system.
Yeah.
And it's Bandai Namco is just like, hey, you know, those Gundam VR machines doing good. Let's try Evangelion.
You know what? I'm surprised it took them this long, really, because Eva is kind of a nothing. Like, people get excited when the movies come out, but I don't think any of the newer movies...
Compared to Gundam.
Well, still, like, does anyone care about Eva other than people who liked Eva?
I do.
No, you and I both do, but, like, when a new movie comes out, does anyone give a shit other than people who watched Eva?
I don't think so, and even with the new movies, it's more or less like, oh my god, what are you doing with Eva? Like...
Some parts of the movie are better than the series, but I am looking forward...
I still haven't watched 3.33, and it's sitting right above Black Lagoon.
Well, you should, because 3.33 is when they finally, like, there's a, like, here's the stamp of where it's not directly the series anymore.
Yeah.
So, there's supposed to be at least one more, isn't there?
I thought there was supposed to be two.
Maybe two. I just remember at the end of all three movies,
they do a little,
they say thing. Like, they say, like, fan service is coming.
Yeah, fan service is coming. And I'm sitting there, I was like, they're 14!
Well, they're not all 14. Best girl isn't 14.
Misato.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's like in her 30s.
Yeah, she's totally fine. 3.33. We can say whatever we want about her. And not be creeps. Well, it'd still be a little creepy. But...
No. Misato's bae.
No, I agree. She's bae, but... Still be a little creepy. I guess it depends what you said.
Yeah, that's about it. I just me seeing the Evangelion, like the idea, the concepts for it, and the prototype chair that you'd sit in, and just going like, oh god, just all over my keyboard.
Now, I know asking if you have it planned is the wrong word, because that would imply savings of some kind.
Yeah.
But do you have any want to go to Japan? At some point in my life,
I would love to go to Japan. Yeah,
yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I can't say I'm saving away for it
right now.
Oh no, it's...
I'm gonna be lucky to get to next payday.
I mean, you and I are living off bread.
I don't know how, because you have a roommate and pay substantially less for rent.
Yes, but we both know I make worse decisions than you.
Yes, you do. Poutine at 2 o'clock in the morning.
No, what always gets me is it's like I trick myself, because I spend on my credit card a lot, because credit cards are fake money.
Yeah,
but then I pay off hundreds of it at a time, so I can buy more things, and that's where my real money goes, so I can buy more things with my fake money.
Yeah. This is what it's like to be an adult.
But I have calmed down. I think I told myself no more games.
At least until...
until the fall. Fall, yeah. With, like, some exceptions. You know, not crazy.
Yeah.
It's really just until I can afford to eat not bread.
Like I tweeted. Just make your roommate your sugar mama.
Oh, yeah, because you... yeah, okay, so... because... not... I know for a fact not everyone who listens follows me on Twitter. I put out a tweet... oh, shit.
Hashtag homeless.
I just missed a call from my parents. I'm put this on pause.
Okay.
And I'm call them back to tell them to call me later, because I just need to make sure it's not an emergency.
Okay. Put it up and hope for the best. Okay.
I think we're back.
Yeah.
All right.
Had a little bit of emergency.
Situation not a complete emergency.
Not a complete.
Situation may be an emergency, but I have my priorities in order.
Yeah.
And have to record a podcast.
That, yep.
I don't remember where we left off.
Neither do I. I'm sure we should have stopped the podcast for a second and then just listened.
And then played it back, yeah.
Yeah, that would have been the appropriate...
well, I'm sure if we were in the middle of something, maybe we'll get an email for once, being like, hey, I really wanted to hear the end of that. But I want to just jump right in the news.
Sure.
Because, you know what, in all honesty, just going down the list is probably the best way for me to read it, because that's in order that the news stories happened. So, oldest news first. Because some of it's so old that everyone's already reported it.
Yeah.
But I'm sure even you've heard this by now. Resident Evil movies getting a reboot.
Oh, it is?
Confirmed 6 already.
Jesus.
Because all of them have done well. Well enough.
Yeah, okay. Why?
Yeah, I don't know, but it's... I mean, literally no word on who.
Like...
or what, or... like, are they gonna do more Alice? Are they gonna do the games? Are they gonna do a third thing?
Now, was there ever a Silent Hill movie?
There's two of them.
There's two?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't understand... like, because to me, Silent Hill is a much more interesting story.
The Silent Hill 1 movie is actually pretty decent.
Okay.
Silent Hill 2 is not very good. I fell asleep.
Like, I don't understand why there isn't a Silent Hill... What reality led us to having a Resident Evil movie franchise and not a Silent Hill?
Well, I think it's because Resident Evil is still in the culture's eye. Like, even if you're not a gamer, like, Resident Evil 7 just came out.
Yeah.
And I'm sure... people have seen the name.
Yeah.
Where, like, the last Silent Hill game that was a major release was...
it's Konami, isn't it? Shit.
Yes. The last major Silent Hill release was, like, Homecoming. No. Yes? Maybe. I don't remember.
Downpour?
No, I think Homecoming was like, maybe. Yeah, one of the two. But either way.
Downcoming?
That was quite some time ago. So I guess there's just... And like I said, the other ones were successful enough that you can say... No, I feel bad, because what if these movies are actually good?
Mm-hmm.
But most people are already pretty turned off by the first six or seven, however many there were. So the tough road, even if they do well.
A little bit, yeah.
But I was thinking about this, that if they do reboot it, if they did the games... Resident Evil 7 is a great place to start.
Oh, yeah.
Because Resident Evil 7 is a pretty generic horror movie. I think you change a few things, because parts of that game get a little too Resident Evil. Like the final fight against...
The chainsaw duel?
No, that's... I mean, you could horror that up so it's not as as cartoonish. But the final fight against him... Because he comes back later.
No fig, no.
Is never. He's like a giant mess of eyeballs and shit. And like, that's too far.
No, that's great.
No, I think it's great, but not great for a first movie.
I suppose, yeah.
I think you tone some of the stuff with the Bakers down, but like, introduce the Bakers and be like, wow, that was a really fucked up family. And then you just drop in that Umbrella exists. So you start with Resident Evil 7, and then with that... can be like, this is what Umbrella is. Because all of them are kind of goofy. I mean, I guess Resident Evil 1's a fine place to start, too. I just know 7 better.
Yeah.
Much more recent. But safe to say, you're soured on the series.
I never watched it.
You never watched any of them?
Nope.
No. Oh. I've seen all of them. I think I've seen most of them in theaters, and it's not very good. More movie news, and a movie that I know you don't care about, because it's a game that you don't care about.
Mm-hmm.
But finally, an update in the direction of maybe this movie comes out. What are you laughing about? Facebook messages.
Yeah. Just... Anyway, yeah, it's a movie I don't care about.
Uncharted.
Oh, that thing that's been teased for years now?
Well, so the last we heard about this was the...
That the script was the best script ever. And
said the writer.
Well, yeah.
Now, it's the guy who wrote the A-Team reboot movie.
Oh, so, no.
So, like, I don't trust him at all.
Yeah.
But what it sounds like is he's probably been fired because they have rewritten the entire movie because now Drake is going to be a child. Because the word on the street is that one of the higher-ups at Sony saw Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Because, you know, higher-ups get to see it before it's... you know, available to the public.
Yeah.
And said Tom Holland was so amazing as Spider-Man, we're going to make the Uncharted movie a prequel. Which, I mean, I don't know how I feel about that. I got no beef with Tom Holland currently.
Yeah.
Because his parts in Civil War were pretty minimal. But I... Because Uncharted, in all three of them, there's like, he alludes to adventures that never took place within the games. Because these are just, you know, the games are just, if you count Golden Abyss, five different things that he's done.
Yeah.
But he's done dozens, probably. So, you could totally make the movies canon, because, and just be like, this is something we never talked about. But they... Him as a kid meeting Sully for the first time is already a game. It's in the third game. So, I'm a little like, maybe don't redo that, because it's already been done. But, I mean, if they do it well, I guess. But yeah, it's... I guess if anything just speaks to how good Tom Holland is as Spider-Man, but this is also to, you know, Paul marketing. Said he was great, not to fans, so I don't know what that means.
Neither do I. Not a clue.
Next we got, I mainly just added this in the news because to kind of tag it on the back end of my Nintendo rant last week.
Yeah.
Nintendo is selling the Splatoon 2 Switch bundle box. But just the box. Like, there's no game, there's no Switch, it's just the box. So you can buy just the box. And it's like, Nintendo's officially selling just the box.
That doesn't sound right.
Now, it's cheap. Because it's just the box.
What do you mean, just the box?
It's just the box. Like, you know.
Like, the box.
It's just the bundle box. There's just like, no bundle
in it. If I were to buy the Uncharted 4 bundle for the PS4, is just the box it comes in?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right at all.
I looked it up myself.
I think someone's blowing smoke up your ass.
I saw the site where you could buy it. Now, it's only $5, and their argument is because for collectors who already have a Switch and Splatoon 2, and they just want the collector box.
Oh, then...
I mean, I don't know any collectors that are that hardcore, but...
If they eventually roll out a Splatoon 2 Switch combo box, there's no problem.
Yeah, no, when they clarify... Like, at first I thought it was stupid, but then when they're like, some people... like to collect these things, and they already have a Switch, so why would they buy the bundle?
Yeah, just
buy. I was like, yeah, you know what? I can't get too mad at that.
The way you were making this out, I was sitting here going like, I don't know what the world's coming to, and then...
Well, now also, they're only selling it in Japan.
Oh, okay, well that makes sense.
Because Japan's weird, yeah. I guess. Like,
why would you want, like... Yeah.
I don't know anyone that's that huge of a collector... here. I'm sure there's someone.
There probably is.
More into something you care about. Red Dead Redemption 2. Widely publicized at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Delayed.
Yup.
Delayed until the spring. It was supposed to come out in a couple months.
No.
With
how little we saw for it, I doubt. I was sitting there going, it's not coming out this year.
Well... I think they wanted to do, like, the stealth release. Like, show up at E3 and be like, it's out in 2 months.
Yeah. No.
Pull a Fallout.
There's a reason why Bethesda pulls a Fallout.
Now, they say spring.
Yeah.
I feel pretty confident.
So probably March again?
May. I'm feeling May. And the only reason why I feel May, and I went to look it up, Red Dead Revolver and Red Dead Redemption both released in May.
So you figure because...
I figure if they're delaying it, and May is technically the spring...
Yeah.
I think we see a May release.
March, May, yeah.
So, we're looking at a year delay. Or, not a year delay. A year from us.
I mean, again, is a delay really such a bad thing?
I think it is for some studios. I don't think it is for Rockstar.
No, because that game's... People are gonna just... order.
See, I'm curious if it will do as well as GTA 5. Because I actually don't know how well Red Dead Redemption did. I know it was, like, reviewed critically.
Yeah.
But I don't know how many people bought it.
It's a Rockstar game. Rockstar and Blizzard are kind of on that same
Well, that was plateau. Also... Yeah, but that was a different...
Like, if Blizzard puts out a game, millions of people will buy it.
But I think Rockstar was a different studio back then. Like, even when, like, Grand Theft Auto 4 came out, yeah, it was popular, but it was not Grand Theft Auto 5 popular.
No, nothing, unless, like, the only thing that's gonna probably trump Grand Theft Auto 5 is gonna be Grand Theft Auto 6 when it, rolls out its online, if they're gonna...
I imagine it comes out at some point in years.
And then I'm going to cry because when they shut down the online services for 5 and I lose all my expensive cars that I've finally gotten my hands on, I'm going to lose my goddamn mind.
The only thing I can hope for if a GTA 6 were to come out at some point is that 5 is a last-gen game that was ported to current-gen consoles. So I would actually...
Was it?
Yeah. It's PS3 360.
Huh.
Yeah, exactly. I would like to see them make it for, like, the PS5, I guess. Like, I
PS5 is getting weird. Like, that's not a good sounding console.
No. I think 5 is when it starts to get weird. But, I don't know, I mean, listening to reports and stuff of, like, maybe we never get there.
No, because of upgradable...
Well, yeah, it's what many people...
I mean, at that point...
...theorize is gonna happen.
If we're gonna have upgradable consoles and never have another true console generation at that point, I might as well just get my PC.
Well, it depends how they do it. If it's as super easy as a console, there's an argument for it.
Okay.
But, again, I also don't know if it's actually gonna happen. Because the same sort of people not that long ago said after PS3 and 360 consoles are dead and they're selling better than ever.
Yeah.
So, when it comes to tech, nobody knows what the fuck they're talking about.
Nope.
But, yeah. I think I'm in the market for Red Dead. Now, it might be coming out at a bad time. But, on the plus side, Rockstar Games is one of those games that everyone would clear away from. So, I don't think it'll be a particularly busy month.
Yeah.
I'm actually, like, knowing everything that's scheduled for the fall, I'm glad that it got pushed back. Because...
What's coming out in the fall?
I couldn't tell you, but...
Okay.
A lot. Because...
Probably.
Well, because fall is just the time everything comes out. I mean, you'll always have your...
Usually September, October... There's a big kind of bump, and then November, December rolls around, and there's just a tidal wave of games coming out.
Actually, you know what? I hope, you know, I'll spin this into another piece of news. I hope Red Dead is May, and not March, because at the end of February, Far Cry 5.
That's right.
Duncan's hungry.
No, I'm not hungry.
which we...
We're going to talk about shooting Christians?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So I said last week that the little teasers that were put out had me intrigued.
Mm.
Now, the move... It's not as... The villains aren't as bad as I thought. Because I thought they were going to be white supremacists.
Yeah.
They're not. Which, in a way, has actually, I think, made people hate them more. Or hate the game more, because... Yeah. I mean, the reality is, not every American hates colored people. It's a pretty small portion. But there's a lot of them that are white and like guns.
Yeah.
And are, you know...
No, it was like you were saying... Church people. At my desk after work on Friday, it's like... Everybody, there are people that know people that are like this.
Yeah, well, I was telling you about, like, a friend, like, people I have from home on Facebook that, like, are very much, like, let's go hunting and go to church.
And go for a rip.
Yeah. Like, I know these people, and I think that's why I'm sure people have seen the game's getting some hate, because the villains are hitting a little too close to home.
Oh, boo-hoo.
We can go
to third world countries and shoot up rogue militants, but we can't, you know, shoot up white fundamentalist Christians.
Well, someone made the point, and I don't remember who. I think it was... Nah, I don't want to credit anyone, because I don't want to give someone the credit if it wasn't them. That it's only fair that Ubisoft do this.
Yeah.
Because their last game kind of made fun of the left with Watch Dogs 2.
Yeah.
And it kind of made fun of hipsters. Only fair they make fun of the right
Yep. No, I don't have a problem with this game.
No. There's parts of it that sit a little weird on me. They didn't when I first saw the trailer. The reveal trailer sold me. Far Cry 4 was one of my favorite games when it came out. So I'm hopeful that I will like this game. Mm. And religious nuts are like the good villains.
Usually.
But, and this again was like someone tweeted out something, and I don't know if this is what the tweet meant, or if just how I took it. It's a little weird that there's dogfighting.
Why's that?
Well, I don't know many people who are, you know, praise God, let's go shoot ducks, that just have a fighter jet. That's what I mean by dogfighting.
Okay.
There's a clip in the trailer where you're fighting in planes.
Okay.
And I was like,
isn't there a military base
in Montana? But, I mean,
so,
probably.
So, I mean, it's not a stretch to say that one of those religious nuts got into a military base, stole a few.
I mean, I guess it depends how it's handled. Yeah, if it's like one mission because one guy got a plane, okay. But if it's like, oh no, they just have a bunch of planes.
Here's what I don't understand. The U.S. has a rich culture of fanatic nuts and cults.
Mm-hmm.
So, why is... Like, I don't understand why, one, going to a third world country and blowing up an entire... and committing genocide against an entire people is okay, and coming home to your backyard and shooting, like...
Well, and the other thing is, it's specifically that it's targeting the right wing, who are the people who are a little on edge these days.
Well, boo fucking who?
Because...
You pick this...
Well, because a lot of people were treating this like this was the first time that you're killing Americans.
Yeah.
Which, like, then... I'd still disagree, but then there's an argument to be made of, like, does this cross the line? But, like, Grand Theft Auto, you kill Americans.
Oh, yeah.
But the difference is... They're not right wing.
Oh, boo-hoo.
They don't believe in God. And in this game, you're killing people for their religious beliefs.
I don't think killing people for their religion... Like, from what I saw, it's like, these people are doing some shitty things.
Yeah, but they're... Well, okay. So, the breakdown is there's the cult leader called The Father.
Yeah.
He has an actual name that I don't remember. But there's a quote in the trailer that's something like, I'm going to save these people whether they want to or not.
Yeah.
So it is his religious belief that he is a man from God who's going to save all these people. So you are technically killing...
The father or the preacher?
The father.
Because the preacher's
just... The preacher's a good guy.
Okay. Because he was... That,
he's on
that
your
trailer
side.
Was really cool.
Yeah. There's three character trailers that were put out. Yeah, there's one... I wrote down all their names, but
there's
fuck it.
There was
the bartender. It was an okay trailer.
Yeah, I think it was the weakest of the three.
Then there was the pastor, who was basically upset that someone is taking the Lord's words out of context, and he's gonna fight them for it. It's a great trailer. And then there's another guy who
is strapping a minigun to his fucking bike, to his
and like, it's crazy how much like emotion is in that trailer, because he specifically talks about like, refers to his wife's pregnant, and he hopes he has a son, and he doesn't want to raise a kid with these, you know, fucking people down the street.
Yeah.
Now,
talking about how his grandfather and father fought in the war so he wouldn't have to, and now there's a war on his doorstep, and he's just, like, strapping a minigun to his plane.
So, yeah. I'm looking for that game. But... it's all timing. If it comes out at a shitty time, we'll see. Actually, no, never mind. I was going to say, does that come out on South Park? But South Park comes out in the fall.
Oh, South Park's coming out?
Yep. October 19th, 18th, something like that. More news. Zack Snyder stepped down from the Justice League.
Yes.
Joss Whedon is filling in. I guess the right thing to say to... literally no one who was related to him, and I don't think there's anyone who's a fan of him listening, but I don't know, my condolences, I guess. His daughter committed suicide.
Ooh.
Which is why he's stepping down.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like people wanted him to step down, but not like this.
Yeah.
Because he left due to family tragedy.
Fuck.
Now, to anyone who thinks, yes, the movie is saved because they brought in Joss Whedon, who made The Avengers, Buffy, and you know, a ton of this shit. The movie's done. Like, he's just kind of being the guy to look over it and make sure everything that needs to be finished gets finished. Film some... I think he said he might be filming, like, some extra scenes, but, like, the movie as a whole is done. So to anyone who is misinterpreting this news as the movie is, quote-unquote, saved, no, that movie will be a Zack Snyder movie. So that's unfortunate. Next year?
Okay.
So, you know, yeah, sounds about right. Time, you know, shoot some more scenes and then do post.
Editing.
Yeah. Got more word on The Dark Universe.
The Dark Universe.
It's a shitty name. Now, this was talked about for a while.
The Dark Universe?
It's the Universal Monsterverse. It's being called The Dark Universe. So all the old movie monsters are all going to share a world now.
Oh. Like Marvel. Okay.
Starting with the new Mummy movie that I actually still have not seen a trailer for.
Is that literally the Mummy?
Yes, it's called the Mummy.
No, I mean, is it the female Mummy?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's kind of hitting the nail on the head, isn't it?
A little bit. And the next two movies they have announced is... In 2 years, we will get The Bride of Frankenstein.
Okay.
And then, at some point, The Invisible Man.
That's going to be a boring movie.
Yeah, probably. But, and then at some point, they'll all fight, I guess, in a cage match for custody.
Ladder match.
Ladder match for custody. That's the only way to make that interesting.
Yeah.
Did you see the trailer for Castlevania?
No, I didn't.
Looks good.
Oh, it does?
It actually does. The new anime. I guess it's an anime. I don't know.
Oh, is it?
I don't know where it was.
Netflix?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Netflix animated Castlevania, rated R. I mean, the trailer doesn't show off a ton, just shows you roughly what it will look like.
I think I watched it for a little bit, saw the arcade cap, like, there's an arcade cabinet.
Yeah, it opens up
like
with
a cartridge.
Yeah, it opens up with someone playing like a NES or something.
Yeah.
And the actual footage of the series proper is like seconds maybe.
Yeah. No, I did watch that and I sat there kind of being like kind of thinking, Netflix, slow down, please. Please slow your roll.
Now, I've never been a Castlevania fan, but it's a good place to start.
I guess, yeah.
Which, you know, if this does well, I think that would mean we see another Castlevania game, which there have not been any for quite some time.
Again, I think it's Konami.
Yeah, they still do make games. Metal Gear Survive still has not been canceled.
I thought it came out.
No.
Because there was a trailer for it.
Yeah.
And then trailer it was out.
No, it's not out. Just as a trailer. And I think people have played it at, like, preview events, but no, the game's not out yet. And they still put out PES, that soccer game, because it sells well.
PES?
I don't know. It's a soccer game. I don't know what it stands for. PES.
I got nothing.
Got a lot of Xbox news this week, which is something we don't really talk about
because
it's out of our
neither of us have.
We don't have an Xbox, so we don't talk about it. But two of these things were. This isn't a PlayStation podcast, and this news is, still means nothing to us, but I think it's news.
Well, I think the problem is we know Nintendo, we know Sony.
Xbox is
this beast that I have yet to kind of deal with.
See, I actually would say I understand Microsoft more than Nintendo, because Nintendo, okay. Every time I'm like, I can confidently say this about them, I'm just dead wrong, because... I don't know, that company's a weird company.
Yeah.
So, they introduced, as far as I know, it's out, Xbox Game Pass, which for $10 US a month, so that's like 12 or 13 bucks.
Here.
Yeah. Which, it's extra, so if you're already paying for gold, your gold does not cover this. This was would be on top of that.
That's fucking... I hate that so much.
I wrote down here that it's basically PlayStation Now, because that way I can explain it better, because I know what PlayStation Now is. So to anyone who doesn't know...
PlayStation
Now.
Now is not PSN.
No.
Okay. What's
PlayStation? Same acronym. So PlayStation Now, to anyone who doesn't know, is a couple of years ago... Sony bought a streaming company called Gaikai, and they're like, well, something's going to be done with that, because they paid billions for it.
Yeah.
It's basically for about the same price, so much a month, or you can rent games. Now, I have done both. I've done, like, a monthly subscription, and I've just rented games, and you just stream PS3 games. And it works pretty well. It's not really any noticeable lag. For me, and I don't even have great internet. It works pretty well if there's PS3 games you've never played. But that's it. There's just PS3 games. But you stream them, so you're not taking up hard drive space.
I guess. I don't like the idea of paying for a service, and then they introduce another service for an extra $10 on top of the 80-some dollars I had paid for a service.
Yes. I don't imagine this does well.
No.
But, now, there are some things that the Game Pass does better than PlayStation Now.
Okay.
So, PlayStation Now is only streaming and only PS3.
Yeah.
Game Pass has everything. Including Xbox One games. But it's select
ones. Wait, Xbox One or Xbox Original?
Xbox One. So 360, any backwards compatible 360 games, and select Xbox One titles. They didn't say which ones they were, but it's not like the full library.
Okay.
Because if you could just pay an extra $10 a month to never have to buy a game again, then that would be, that would put people out of business.
Yeah.
So it's obviously not going to be like brand new games. You're going to have to actually go out and buy those. But because, now I'll give credit to Microsoft, is internet is not at a point where we can go all digital yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming eventually, but we're not there yet. So you can actually download your Game Pass games instead of just streaming them, similar to PlayStation Now. So it's basically a better PlayStation Now, but I don't think it's... I don't see this doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because... any game that people want to play, they already own. And any new games are definitely not going to be on that service.
Yeah.
And then also, you experienced this last night, but Xbox showed off Mixer.
Yep.
Which is basically their answer to Twitch. And it is, in every way, shape, and form, Twitch. I see literally no difference, other than you can... co-stream, which is you can have multiple, up to four streams playing simultaneously in one window. Neat, I guess.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. Yeah.
Watched.
Yeah, it. I sat down and watched it for a few hours, an hour or so, I think, while I was just painting some of my miniatures and. when there's action happening on both screens and you're kind of trying to follow, it's hard to follow, even with just two screens. I don't know how I'd feel about four people playing.
Yeah, it might get a little crazy.
The quality seemed fine. Like, there wasn't, like, I don't know if it's just my computer or if it's...
Well, does that come from when you're doing multiple streams, you're also lowering the resolution of each stream, I imagine?
Okay.
That's my guess. You're not... It would take a pretty significant rig to stream four streams at 1080.
Yeah.
So, that's my guess.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for competition, but I don't see this going anywhere, because...
Is it only on for Xbox?
That's why I don't see it going anywhere. PlayStation unquestionably selling way better, and it's not available on that platform.
Yeah.
So it's just Xbox and it's just PC.
Well, I mean, PC,
it which
probably...
Sure, it might do something on both those platforms, but as a whole, like, I just... Maybe it becomes a third pillar of, like... You get your Twitch, your Ustream, and your Mixer.
You bring up Ustream again, and yep. I'm sitting here going like, what is this?
When you hit,
is it the Daily Motion of?
No, I mean.
Well, no, it wouldn't be the Daily Motion because I actually know what Daily Motion is when you're being like YouTube.
But
Daily
like when Motion. Ustream is still popular enough that when you hit stream on PlayStation, you can stream to Ustream.
Huh.
But. I mean, I'm surprised you don't know what it is. And if you don't, that means it's way less popular than I thought.
I live under a rock, Colin.
Fair. But yeah, Twitch is too integrated.
Yeah.
Like, there are Twitch partners.
Yeah.
Like, for them to leave...
And...
To go to another service that...
Is only on PC.
And... Well, I think if you're playing on something... Like, say if you're a PC streamer... it doesn't change how your audience can watch you.
Yeah.
And but an established brand on Twitch. Like, I don't see anyone moving. It's the same reason why nothing can beat YouTube.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to leave.
Yeah.
As shitty as it is.
It's kind of like World of Warcraft. And any MMO that tries to come up against it is just going to get grinded under just the amount of people that play World of Warcraft. And for all the people that say World of Warcraft is dying, it's not.
It is dying, but it's far from dead.
I don't think it's dying.
Well, I'm saying it's dying in that it does not have the numbers it used to.
Well, no, but it's still got enough that anyone trying to come up against it is just gonna get
destroyed. I mean,
like, no MMO is going to be able to trump WoW, because it's just been out for so long, and people are so attached to their characters.
I mean, I've been waiting to see it happen. I do want to see it happen.
I don't.
Well, yeah, but you play it.
Yeah, well, not in, like, I've been taking a hard break since January. When I kind of was like, I need money.
Yeah.
And so I started cutting just unnecessary things in my life. And unfortunately, raiding was kind of getting...
Not that necessary?
Well, not that necessary, but I was just getting really stressed out about it. And I didn't like my guild anymore.
Yeah.
And they were kind of stressing me out. And that and work. I was kind of like, I don't need stress from... playing a game on top of the stress from work.
So, last bit of news is there was more to this story than I originally thought.
Oh boy.
Which sucks, because even just the original story was pretty shitty.
Oh.
It was when asked when Kingdom Hearts 3 and Final Fantasy VII were to come out, they said, in 3 years or so.
Yeah, now we're looking at 2020.
Yeah, when... I mean, I don't know if I ever said it on the podcast, but I know I've said it to people, that I said, we'll see Final Fantasy VII this year. Now, obviously, because it's episodic, I would have just meant the first episode.
Yeah.
But, Sounds like there is no chance for that.
And now, not only is it not coming out until possibly 2020 or later, games as a service.
Yep, which... So, I don't know how to take this.
Because they were like, well, it was so successful in Hitman. And then everyone's kind of sitting there and is like, but you just, like, destroyed the studio that was doing Hitman and are auctioning it off to studios to try and get it.
Well...
Like, it's not a good sign.
It's... Okay, so there's two ways to take this. There's the games as a service, the Hitman way, which... Everyone universally agreed was bad, but when the game was done and all 5 episodes or whatever were out,
yeah,
it was a pretty solid game. But just rough launch.
2020 comes around, Final Fantasy Remake 7, Final Fantasy 7 Remake comes out. Then how, and it's taken like what? How many years? 10?
Well,
7?
They didn't announce the remake until last year.
Okay.
So.
But we've known it's been in the works for a while.
No, I honestly, now, if it's 3 years or so, I think that video when it was announced wasn't being worked on, really. Actually, no, that's not true, because they showed gameplay.
Yeah.
So, it's probably only, okay, that's probably literally everything they had when they showed it.
Yeah.
So, it might have been being worked on for 2 years now.
Okay.
But the other way to take it is the FF15 way, which is more of a problem for Kingdom Hearts 3, which is more my baby than Final Fantasy 7. But if they mean games as a service as the 15 way, which 15 just gets DLC every month or two to keep people coming back, if that's what they mean as games of service, that's fine.
Well, I think what they're doing with... I think the most disturbing fact of this whole thing was that they're looking on scaling back IPs and just releasing a couple big ones and then using microtransactions and updates to kind of, like, keep the corpse alive.
Well, see, that just sounds like we'll put out less games but give more DLC.
Yeah.
Which, if those games you're releasing are good, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. Like, we're kind of seeing with Ubisoft right now.
But the Kingdom Hearts 3 one is there was a tweet from an insider who said Kingdom Hearts 3 will come out in 2018, whether or not it's finished.
Oh.
Which people say might be another 15 problem. Which, same guy in charge on both projects. They eventually kicked him out to, A, work on Kingdom Hearts 3 because it was announced years ago, and B, the game needed to get finished and put out the door. Because apparently this guy's too much of a perfectionist, so he just won't stop working on it. He'll keep adding new things to make it better, but you do at some point need to finish a game.
Yeah.
And so 15 apparently is good now.
Yeah.
And what I played of it was still pretty good. I sunk, 60, 70 hours into it. I platinumed it. But it's pretty well known at this point that Chapter 13 and onwards was just a fucking disaster. Because that was the part where they said, just slap a I'm finished sticker on it and it's done. But now it's been patched and fixed the last 3 chapters of the game. But, like, I'm not going to go back and play those last 3 chapters. I already played through the bad versions.
Yeah.
So, that to me, that's the only bad... That basically, that is being nice to late adopters. Like, the late adopters get a finished, polished game, and the guys who, give you all the money up front, that makes you go, oh, looks like we can afford DLC, are the people who get the unfinished game.
Yeah.
So, that's kind of shitty. But I mean, like, you play a lot of Grand Theft Auto Online, and that's a games as a service.
Yeah.
They just keep it running, add a couple updates here and then.
Gun running updates coming out. Can't wait to smuggle weapons.
Well, and as someone who I actually think there's been too many games lately, if multiple companies are gonna
start
step back, make fewer quality games to last longer periods of time, as opposed to, here's a new game from us every couple months. It could be good.
Yeah.
Could be.
I mean, if we could drop the price back down to something
reasonable. Well, that won't happen because the price is bad because of our dollar, not because games are expensive.
I guess.
Lucky Americans get to pay, you know, $50-$60, while games here are like $93.
Yep.
Yeah, so so for us, we're almost dropping $100 on a brand new game. So
we have to choose like
very wisely.
Yeah.
So that's it for news, but there was something I wanted to talk about, but maybe we'll talk about it next week. Okay. And I'll send you the video, because it would be weird to talk about a subject covered in a video if only I've seen it. But I'll give you the name of the video and the YouTuber it's from. It's a very interesting video. It was called, Is the Quest Marker Ruining Games?
Oh, yeah, I've kind of been sitting on that going...
By a YouTuber.
Watch that, yeah.
Downward Thrust.
Yeah, I watched another one of his videos. What was it? I can't remember.
But yeah, we'll talk about that next week after you watch the video. It's pretty good. He brings up some pretty solid points, both for it and against it. And I can't say I disagree.
I think my biggest problem with some quest... Like, I'm going to be pulling up some of my WoW knowledge here. But back before... Like, the early versions of the quests, say vanilla, they would just give you a direction or a place to go, and they would say, go find that place.
Yeah.
There wouldn't be, like, any sort of arrow pointing you where you had to go. You actually had to kind of look at your map, look at the compass, figure out north by northeast, and then find a cave. Like, there was no direction. It was just fly by the seat of your pants. And a lot of people hated that because some people apparently couldn't use a map or a compass to figure out where the place are. And this slowly kind of got scaled back with different add-ons like Quest Helper, which would basically point you in the direction, put little glowing bubbles where, like a giant outline where the quest area took place. And it kind of, like, there was at one point where I could sit there and be like, okay, for this quest, I have to go this way, take this path, find, like, just think of it. Like, I knew the Stranglethorn Valley, like, the back of my hand.
Yeah.
At one point. Because I had slogged my way through the raptors, through the murlocs, through the trolls, just through the alligators, just trying to find a bloody flower that I found out was in the complete opposite direction.
Yeah.
And by the time I had finished that zone back in vanilla in BC, I was just like, I know Strangle. Like, I was that grizzled veteran just sharpening the machete, and people would be coming, are you the tour guide? It's like, you don't go into Stranglethorn Valley.
So this doesn't just cover the, like, go exactly in this direction stuff. Yeah. It also talks about, like, in towns, and I know for a fact I'm guilty of this, like, most recently in Horizon, because I think that's the last, like, open world RPG I played. I would look at my map, and if I didn't see like a quest mark,
you just leave.
Do you know how much in that town I looked around? None of it.
Yeah.
I go, oh, there's nothing from here, leave.
Yeah, no, unless there was, like, some sort of quest marker, you wouldn't pay attention to the zone, you wouldn't pay attention to the NPCs, you wouldn't pay attention to, like, the world you were in. You were just looking for the next...
I was just looking for the video game.
Yeah. Which is kind of a shame, because I've done that in The Witcher 3. Because, like, there have been moments where it was like, oh man, the architecture, the city, the people, this is all really interesting. And then there are moments where it's like 2 o'clock in the morning and it's just give me the quest. just I want this to be ended. Just give me the quest.
Well, I think I might like it, because the, you know, the only game I've played where it didn't have a quest marker, it is No Man's Sky, because there's not really a quest. It's just get resources, build your ship to leave.
Yeah.
To go get more resources to also leave that planet. But I actually had fun with that. I enjoyed it enough. But also, No Man's Sky was not as intricate as game worlds are today. Yeah. But I saw someone in the comments of that video mentioning that you can turn off the quest stuff for The Witcher. And I've been telling you that I might pick that game up soon. I don't know if I actually will get around to it. But if I do, I'm curious about turning off the quest stuff.
It's a girthy game. Like,
well, no, that's why I don't know if I'll ever get around to it. But
ooh, sex on a unicorn. 10 out of 10.
But that's another episode in the bag.
Did we have any mail, or did you check? Of
course. No to both of those. No, I checked before I came over.
Okay.
And there was none then.
Other than, we want to do a hypothetical?
No. Yeah, if you want to let us know what we forgot what we were talking about before we paused it, can send us an email, remind us, and maybe we'll finish the story.
No, we won't.
Maybe we will.
We'll forget about the story completely.
Unless we get an email about it.
Yeah.
But that's powermoosepodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm @MetalGearWhale. Duncan is @ApendGray. I always... See, now I've finally remembered which gray you are,
mm-hmm.
But then your Twitch
is
and wrong. Your Twitter both spell append differently.
Well, because one's the correct spelling and one's the wrong spelling. I should have just stopped with one's the correct spelling, and then that would have insinuated that the other one was incorrect.
I think on Twitter it's two P's.
I guess.
And Twitch is one P.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Duncan is @ApendGray, APPENDGRAY.
Yeah.
It's probably easier to just find him through me.
Probably. Because Metal Gear Whale is a lot more...
You can't fuck that spelling up. You can check us out on the Twitch if you're interested in us playing live for some reason. Which reminds me, we're supposed to play after this, and I kind of forgot until just now.
Yeah. What time is it?
It's 12.
Oh, boy.
We'll play for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because we need to.
Ooh, yeah.
We'll try and get a little bit. But, our Twitches are... Well, actually, I guess because we can talk about it, because... Both the games we're playing will be that for a bit. If you want to watch us play Bloodborne live, that is on Duncan's Twitch @append1. That's append with one P. APND1.
I gotta figure this out.
And if you want to watch us play Snake Pass live, that is on my Twitch, and that's Power Moose Colin. Because I made a new Twitch when this whole thing started. But I also own many other Twitches for various reasons.
Because you keep forgetting your account information?
No, it's because one of them I just wanted to give money to a cute girl.
To Paige?
Yeah. I love you, Paige.